Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that you're having a good day. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael here. And I hope your Thanksgiving was good. Mine was okay, and so hopefully yours went well as well as it could. So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take your calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you've done for us up to this point. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my listeners today, and I pray that you would just move in their lives through this program. And when this program's not here, that you continually just bless them and meet their every need. Father, Mother, God, I ask that you would help me become the vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you for my gifts. And I just am thankful for all the things that you do for us, seen and unseen. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for these things. And we say namaste. And we say amen. We go ahead and let me give you a call-in number. There are several callers ahead, so you're probably getting a busy single. Meaning that we're busy, which is good. So 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. Let's go ahead and speak to whoever's on the other end of 860. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, it's sort of a dating question because I'm kind of confused. I don't want to say I'm confused. I just don't know how to handle the situation. So I've been dating this guy for like maybe about a couple of weeks. But then I kind of know that he's seen other guys as well, but I'm not sure. I don't know. But okay. I'm also talking to another guy, but I've been talking to him for like since August, but I haven't met him yet. Because I've been a little, like, iffy, but I don't know. So I don't know what you pick up on like, all of that.
Okay. Let me see what I pick up. And could I get your first name, please?
Stasol. It's like, or you could call me Styles, too, but my real name is Stasol.
Stasol. Okay. I just needed to get that to tap in. Now, I feel like that somebody is coming into your life as a partner, but I don't see that really happening until next year. But these guys that you've been talking to, I really feel good about the first one that you spoke about. I feel good about that one. So I would just go ahead and see where it goes. I mean, you guys have only been dating for a little bit. So, and you know, you're not exclusive right now, so. But I do feel like that he has feelings for you. He just needs to sort those out and find out for himself what he wants in his life. I think he's going through a lot of struggles right now, just trying to find himself and what he really wants. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, I'm so bad. I had my friend stalking for me. So that's why I'm just, like, a little iffy about
right. Yeah,
but,
right.
All that bad. But it still made me felt some type of way. Like, is he really into me or is he into somebody else, you know? So
right. Like I said, I think it's up in the air right now. But I feel like once it settles, you know, he'll settle for you and be in your life. So that's what matters. I mean, it's up to you if you could put up with, you know, him seeing other people right now. I mean, it's totally up to you what you do with that information. But I get a good feel of it, and so that's what I'm going to go with.
All right.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, relationships can be tricky, and when they're starting out, they can be really tricky. So I would just, relax a little bit, and again, you know that he's seeing other people. You don't know for sure if he's, doing anything with those people, but I feel like he's seeing other people. But I don't see him actually doing anything that would jeopardize a relationship with you. So, just keep that in the back of your hat there and focus on that. Let's go ahead and speak to whoever's on the other end of 562. You're on air with me.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, do you have any messages for me from the other side? Do you do those type of readings?
Yeah, I do that. I have to go into a different energy to get that, but before I was meditating before the show, I really felt like that somebody was trying to come through. Now, the person that you're trying to contact, is that female?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting a very strong female presence right now. Now, this energy to me is coming across as like a really close friend or something like that. Does that make sense to you, or am I off?
No, you're wrong.
Okay. And you think a lot of this person. They're just coming across to me just to tell you just continue forward. I don't know what that means, but I keep hearing a voice that says, tell her to continue forward and not go, look back. Do you look back at the past? We all do that from time to time. Do you do that a
Yeah.
little bit? Beat yourself up over it. So
Yeah.
you need to stop doing that. That's what this person is telling me. I don't know exactly who this is. I can't get that information, but just telling me to tell you just to hang in there. And things will get better. So hopefully that helps.
Okay. Thank
Okay.
you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in today. Let's close out your mic. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose is next. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, I can. It made like a little beep or something when you picked it up, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah. How can I help?
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How
Just
can I help?
general, just what do you see for me coming up? I'm a little nervous about this week because the guy's coming back, so a little
Yeah.
intimidated.
I would not be intimidated by that situation. I would just know that you're a spiritual being, and to stand in the power of that. We sometimes forget who we are. It's very easy. We get wrapped up in our human stuff, and it's really easy to do that. The only other thing that I'm picking up is patience. So you need to have that. And, I really feel, like I said, I think I said this last week when we talked, I feel good about the job. It's going to be a little challenging for a while, but you're up to it, and you just know that, spirit has you moving forward, so.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and take 111. You're on air with me.
Yeah,
Hi.
hi. Well, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays.
Same to you.
So, well, I went on a job interview the other day, and I guess they selected someone else, it seems. And I was real qualified, and I just want to put that behind me because, you can go and nothing's happening with that. So I just want to know when the next job opportunity I will land, be working at a desk, I'll be working because, I really
Yeah.
thought I had this one in the nipped in the but I really thought I had this, and it just seems like maybe they're looking for 20-year-olds.
Yeah, that's...
The gal that interviewed me was, you know, in her, you know, early 20s, and, you know, I guess
right.
Spanish, and maybe they're looking for bilingual no matter what skills I have, and it's very frustrating, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely know how you know how that feels. I've been there myself, and
what it does to your esteem, it really, you know, you think,
right.
You know, no matter how many years of job experience, because I got laid off of my last job, no matter how many years of experience you have, because how many people really stayed a job for 10 years? But I guess she didn't care. She's looking for someone, I guess, she can interact with her age, you know what I mean? And it's just...
Right.
You know, I mean,
yeah, you're definitely frustrated, which is understandable, and so it's not a friendly world out there when you try to go look for a job and you're up in years a little bit. You're not 20 something anymore, and I mean, I faced that myself. I totally understand.
Exactly, it's not like I'm looking to date her. You know, I'm not interested in that kind of a relationship, you know what I mean? I don't know
right.
why it matters who she hires, but, you know, when you think about it, why would they not hire a qualified person? So you think the same thing, like it happened to you too?
Yeah. Now, I do feel, I will give you some good news. I feel like that something's popping into your path in December. It looked like about mid-December to me. Where you're going to get a job. So I would stay focused on that. You know, I would put these bad experiences, you know, on the back burner and just realize that you are capable of doing a job. And like I said, I keep seeing something in mid-December, right before Christmas, you should have a job, or at least a promise
yes.
of a job. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. I mean, even if it's a temp position, just something that will hold me over, because, you know, I can't afford to be without employment, and it's just ridiculous
right.
how they could pass up an employee just because of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had people, when I've been looking for a job, tell me that I'm overqualified, so I don't know how you can be overqualified, but...
Exactly. And I'm just like, well, what if it was a middle-aged man, you know, making the decision? Maybe he would have hired
right.
me because he would have wanted a
yeah.
seasoned employee, you know, or a middle-aged
uh-huh.
woman. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
right.
it really, really, I wanted to be thankful that, oh, I got a job to go to next week. But, you know, and the fact that
right.
she says,
right.
I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you the end of the day. And that was good. It's like they tell someone you're going to call them when you're not planning on it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why people do that, but there's a lot of people out there that do that. So, but hopefully I've helped you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, thanks. So you see something coming up in mid-December that I'll be working like for another interview?
Yeah. I see you actually working, so that's a good thing. You've been looking
good.
For a while. So.
Oh,
yeah, I see you working.
If I tell you how long I've been looking, you know, it's just, you know, people
yeah.
come up to me, you working yet? They go, how do you pay your bills?
Right.
You know, I had to go into
yeah,
my retirement money, and I get penalized because I'm not in my 50s yet.
Right, yeah. So, but, you know, just keep seeing a job opening up for you. And like I said, it looks like mid-December. So, all right.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'll let you know, and have a happy holiday. And thank you so much for
you
taking
too.
My call. Okay, thank you.
No problem. All right, okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, it can get rough every once in a while. You know, we are out there looking for a job and, you know, doors get slammed in our face. And but, you know, you just need to manifest what you want in your life and, you know, just keep seeing it. You know, I would see the job that you want and just focus on that. So, all right. Let's go ahead and talk to 617. You're on air.
Hello. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am good. I can't complain.
Good. Yeah. Good. Glad to hear it. How was your Thanksgiving?
Okay. It was good. It was good. Hopefully yours was as good as well.
It was good. It was nice and quiet. It was actually a Thanksgiving. I actually enjoyed this Thanksgiving.
Well, that's good.
It was quiet. It was a good one.
Yeah, quiet can be good.
Oh, quiet was very good this year. Very good. My question is in regards to do you see I actually like to make a job change in 2015, and do you see that happening?
I would see it happening. It looks like the later part of January.
Good.
Going into February of next year. I can't believe that we're already talking about next year. I don't know where time has gone.
That means I'm going to be a year older.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's a good thing. That means you're still on planet Earth.
This is true. And I think I look better and feel a lot better now that I'm 50. I feel a lot better.
Right.
I do. Yeah. I feel a lot better. I actually look pretty good at 50 than I did in my 20s.
Right. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You should have a career change later part of January, early February on that.
Excellent. Excellent. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you as always. Thank you as always. Many blessings to you.
You too.
God bless.
You take care of yourself.
All right. You as well. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to 818. You're on air with me.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How can I help you?
I just wanted to know, I'm actually pretty open to see what comes up regarding my career.
Okay. Are you thinking about a change?
I guess so. I mean, I'd like to change as far as I'd like to have more work and
right.
be working
yeah.
in my career field.
Yeah, I feel like that you're going to see an improvement in that right after we get past the holidays. Really affect a lot of different things in our lives. And so once we're into next year, like the caller before you, I feel like that there's going to be an increase in employment where you're going to have more work that you know what to do with. So this looks like about the first part of January as you go into a new year. So hopefully that helps.
Do you see what it is? Like what it,
I can't. I don't have that information.
Okay.
I can't see that. But it feels like it's a good fit for you.
Really?
Yeah. So I keep hearing like my spirit guide is telling me that it fits very snugly with you, and so that's one thing that you need to look forward to. Okay.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet. Thank you. Thank you to your spirit.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and speak to, if I even remember where I'm at, 240. You're on air with me. Obi, hold on. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Can I help?
Just whatever message that you're picking up for me right now.
message right now that Spirit wants you to know is just trust your own intuition. So that's all I keep hearing is trust your own intuition. You know, a lot of times we second guess ourselves. I mean, I do that sometimes. But they're telling me just to trust your own intuition, especially where matters of the family come into play. I don't know if you're close to your family, but I'm feeling a family connection, like there's something going on in the family unit that is affecting you right now. But just trust Spirit to lead you forward.
Now, are you picking up anything? I have this strong feeling that they want me to start doing something, probably along the creative vein, but I have no clue of what that is.
I have this feeling
that they want me to do something.
Yeah, I keep seeing, while I'm talking to you, I keep seeing, like, paint. I don't know if you paint or if you're flooding. But I keep seeing paint.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know exactly what that means. Yeah. So, but I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's take another call. 617, you're on air.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help?
Question. I'm getting ready to move to another state, and my mother wants to stop by Foxwoods before we go, before I move on. Should I be stopping there, or do you see us going in there win a little something before we move on?
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you a little bit. That could be me. But let me relay back to you what you told me so I have the question right. You're moving, and if you should stop before you move, or is that correct? Or?
Yeah, my mother wants to stop by the casino.
I don't see that being a good thing. So something about it doesn't feel right to me. So my advice would be no. You don't need to stop. I just feel like that there's something there that doesn't look right. So I would avoid that as you go on your move. Your move, it looks good. But stopping at a casino, I don't see that. I think it's a good thing. So, okay.
Okay. So you see my move is being good, though, down going to where I'm going.
Yeah. It's actually be really good for you. I get good vibes about it. So, you know, there's always this leery thing, you know, you're not knowing if you're making the right decisions. But you're making the right decisions as far as this goes. And you're going to be a better person for it. You're going to meet people that really help you on your spiritual journey. So I would keep my eyes open. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, talk to you later.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye. All right. If you'd like to call into the program, it is 347-327-9316. You're probably getting a busy single because right now my switchboard is full of people that already have talked to me. I'm going to actually take some of you off of here. So let me go ahead because I need some open lines. So let's go ahead and do this. All right. Thank you. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. I got 5 minutes, so if you'd like to call in, you can do so. All the callers have been great today, and I appreciate it so much. And my website address is www.insightswithmichael.net. You'll see the Spiritual Talk Radio thing right there. And that's a good thing. So if you want to check that out. You want to donate to the program, there's a donation button right there. That means that we can be on more than we are right now. And right now I have to do 30-minute programs, and that limits space on the switchboard. So we just have to continue moving forward. I really feel like, as you know, as we wrap up this year, I really feel like December is going to be that year for a lot of you that you're going to feel some relief. You know, you've been under the gun, a lot of pressure on you, just stressed out in general. So I just feel like that, you know, as you go into December, look for those little miracles to pop into your life, because I really feel like they're out there. So we did have a card for the show, but let me go ahead and pull another one. Somehow I don't have that in front of me anymore. So it's the mouse from my animal guide deck, and it says, "You're overlooking some important details, so pay closer attention to what's going on." I feel a lot of you have been, like I said, under the gun, or at least it feels that way. And I like that, you know, if you just breathe and step back, you'll see a bigger picture. And that's what sometimes we forget about, is the bigger picture of our lives. And so we have to take a step backwards sometimes and look for that. So, all right. Call number is 347-327-9316. If you would like to talk to me, I got a couple minutes where we can do that. So, but hopefully, like I said, hopefully your Thanksgiving went well. Mine did, and I just was relaxing and being quiet, like one of our other callers today, and that was a blessing. So, all right, I'm going to close out for today, and I appreciate you listening as always. If you would like to get a hold of me, my personal email address is youareawakening@gmail.com. If you would like to drop me a line, that would be great. And so, and the website's being worked on still, so there's not a whole lot over there yet, but there will be. All right. You have a good day, and be well, and be blessed, and all those other good things. And we'll talk to you. When we talk to you, right now it's hard for me to tell you when that's going to be. So we're going to go ahead and take a call. It just came in really quick. 347, you're on air with me.
Hi, my name is Tanika. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Good. I just have a question. There's someone that I have feelings for, a guy. Just wanted to know if you could talk to me about us. Just tell me, like, what you see for us. See when I could tell you his name. Like, talk to me about love or the future with us.
Yeah, I feel like that there is a special connection there, between you and him. It's going to take some time to develop that. Have you guys been together for a while, or is this new?
We met last October, November, around this time. I remember him dropping me home after we just met. He dropped me home Thanksgiving morning to spend Thanksgiving with my family, and his birthday adds up to 11/11. And right before I met him, I kept seeing 11/11 on the clock. And
right.
For some reason, summer years have, we were together from October until around May. Then over the summer, we were together, then we broke apart. I don't know why he kept breaking it apart, but I still think about him. I don't know why, and dream about him. And some readers said that they see us with having kids. Some readers said that they see him having a kid now with someone. I don't know what's the truth, and I haven't heard from him. Somebody had told me that he would contact me by today. He didn't. So it's like, you know, I don't really know what is even going on with him, but.
Right. I feel a good connection with this. But right now he's not ready to have a serious relationship. But that will change in time. You know, it's up to you if you're going to deal with this or not, but he's just not ready to make a commitment. So that's what I keep seeing.
You see him making a commitment to me? Like, do you see us together in the future? Do you see him even thinking about me?
Yeah, I do see that. I would say it looks like maybe mid next year, where you guys would have a serious relationship. That's what I keep seeing, about mid January of next year. So, all right.
Is he thinking about me right now? Like, I'm thinking about him, or is he like having a kid with someone else or something? Like,
I don't know. I will tell you, I don't see a kid. I mean, I don't know where the kid came into play, but I don't see the kid at all. So I would say he doesn't have a kid, because I don't see one. So
yeah,
I do feel like that he's thinking about you. Like I said, he's just afraid to make a commitment. A serious commitment at this time.
Do you see him like getting someone pregnant, or do you see me and him getting pregnant, like having a family?
Yeah, I see you guys. I see you guys as a family down the line a little bit, but I do see that. So, all right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You have a great day. All right, bye-bye. All right, we're off there. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and we'll catch you next time. All right, have a good one. Bye.